dictation for Ina, I-N-A, Jean, G-E-A-N, Bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, January 1749, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mrs. Bitter, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in October. Offer her an in-person visit, but she declined. This was on the phone with the help of husband. Apparently very weak, unable to walk. The last few months admitted to Big Rapids for AFib, pneumonia, hypoxemia, treated antibiotics, medications for AFib, anticoagulation, has not required oxygen in the long term. Was discharged, according to husband, too early to Medi-Lodge in Clare. Less than 24 hours has to admitted back to the hospital in this opportunity to Midland, was there for about 10 days, then discharged to Isabella Medical Care Facility. Within 2 days, admitted locally to McLaren Mount Pleasant, 3 days plus for urinary tract infection and very high calcium, 14 requiring hydration but no dialysis. Back again to Isabella Medical Care Facility, just released home within the last 4 or 5 days. The highest weight was 303, down 30 pounds to around 260. Appetite is fair. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Has incontinental urine, but presently no cloudiness of blood. She's having edema, but improved according to visiting nurses. No open sores, no claudication symptoms. She is on oxygen 24 hours, 2 liters. Denies the use of CPAP machine. She's been sleeping in a recliner the last 5 years. Denied chest pain palpitation, weak but no syncope. Chronic dyspnea, mostly in activity, not at rest. Doing PT and OT at home at least 2 days a week. In this 3 months situation, she denies heart attack, PAS stroke, event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, active gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion, was treated for UTI at McLaren, did not require dialysis. Paragraph medications review, Nurantin, thyroid replacement, Lasix, Losartan, Tramadol, Glipizide, a number of supplements, Prilosec, Oxybutynin, Eliquis, Farxiga, Allopurinol, Advair, prior Bumex discontinue, Cardicen discontinue. Next paragraph, she's able to talk, soft voice, but alert oriented sign 3. No expressive aphasia dysarthria, blood pressure at home 134.76, weight 262. Next paragraph, I review the most recent discharge summary from Mount Pleasant. They reported high calcium, constipation, lethargy, THF, obesity, AFib. Receive hydration, diuretics, and pamidronate, P-A-M-I-D-R-O-N-A-T-E. Calcium improved from 14 down to 11, kidney function improved. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, most recent chemistries are from March 28, creatinine 1.9, which is above baseline. for a GFR of 27 stage 4, a normal sodium potassium elevated bicarbonate 31, present in normal calcium phosphorus, low albumin 3.2, anemia 11.9, a normal white blood cell platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, progressive chronic kidney disease. Question, early symptoms of uremia. Monitor chemistry on a regular basis. Most recent electrolyte acid base stable, treated for elevated calcium, which remains right now well controlled. There is anemia without external bleeding. She has diastolic type congestive heart failure. We will see if there is any new echocardiogram to review. She has prior parathyroid adenoma surgery. Morbid obesity requiring full assistance and continued participation, PTOT. We will monitor chemistry on a monthly basis. Plan to see her back on the next 3 months or early as needed, end of dictation.